This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on cabinet decisions for improving farmers' lives and livelihood. The participants are Harveer Singh, agriculture expert, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
The cabinet recently approved of 7 agricultural schemes to improve farmers' lives and increase their incomes. And for this, a total outlay of around 14,000 crore rupees has been earmarked. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Harveer Singh, senior journalist. Welcome, Harveer ji, to Akashvani.
Thank you.
So, Harveer ji, this announcement comes a week after the approval of 12 industrial smart cities across 10 states. And if one may see this way, that on the one hand of the development spectrum, we're talking about industrial smart city, which is urban focused. And on the other, we are talking about farmers at the rural end. Can we call this a neat balance? What's your overview?
I think we can say it's a smart move for a smart agriculture. The way schemes have been designed, it covers all the spectrum of our agriculture sector, from soil to farmers' retail to cropping system to technology, new variety development to address the climate challenge, horticulture and livestock and all. So it makes a good initiative overall to improve the agricultural system in the country and to modernize the different aspects of agriculture.
Yes, you've neatly outlined the categories under which the entire development can be earmarked. Harveer, do we see the Prime Minister's stamp of a developed nation by 2047? Because digitization has been given a lot of importance in this reform, if you may call it. And getting the farmer in the rural sector under the digital technology net means that we are now all out entirely inclusive. What do you have to say on that?
Yes, technology and digitization played a very important role in different area of the economy, whether it is marketing or banking or finance, manufacturing. Everywhere it is playing a very important role. Agriculture was not able to get the benefit in a big way from this digitization and modern technology like IT and Internet of Things and all. Farming community and the agriculture as a sector is going to get all the benefit of modern technology, and these initiatives will come into implementation. Farmers will get all kind of benefits for a better planning for agricultural production, for better marketing of his or her produce, as well as to get the better benefit of the government schemes.
Right. And what all does the digitization process entail? There is a talk about village land ownership being streamlined, digitized, satellite imagery that will help the farmer in drought and flood monitoring and groundwater. Could you just elaborate on that, please?
The farmer's industry, if we talk, farmer industry will have all kind of information about a farmer. It will be like an Aadhaar card of a farmer. Under this agri-stack, we talk about village land map registry and crop zone registry. Apart from the farmer industry also. So through this, we will be able to map the entire land of the village, where crops are being grown and what other areas are there, whether some grazing field are there, some canal system is there, ponds are there, and all these things will also be available digitally to make the right decision at the right time. When all the data available in your hand, even government will be able to make the right decision to help the farmers, to take a call about what needs to be done at that time in case of any problem is there. As crop zone registry is also important because it will give right idea about the cropping pattern as well as the acreage of the crop, and the yield will also be assessed digitally. So the production estimate for any crop or even a horticulture produce will be available digitally, so that we'll be able to find out exactly what production we are making for which crop, and if there is a need to diversify or if there is a need to go for a right cropping pattern in a particular area based on the agroclimatic condition and the soil fertility, that will also be easy to make a decision and to make farmers understand how do they need to move for different cropping systems.
When we talk about modernization of agricultural education according to New Education Policy 2020, what does that entail? Because that's a very wide topic. We have natural farming on the one hand, organic farming, and then we have genetically modified foods, and there is provision of genetic research in this. What do you have to say on that?
Two important aspects I'm seeing in these schemes like Science for food and nutritional security, and as you are mentioned, strengthening agricultural education management and social science. Actually, all these are very integrated part. When we have a better agricultural research system, education at the same time education, because research is part of the education in agricultural science and all. So we have to make agricultural education also align with the new education policy to start a scheme. For these things is very important because we are facing a lot of climate challenges and agriculture, climatic condition dependent area. So if we have better research on agricultural crops and new varietal development using the modern technology, whether it is genetic improvement or gene editing technology, or to create better commercial crops where we depend on import, particularly pulses and edible oil, that will be beneficial. At the same time, when we talk about the overall production and yield, now focus is more and more on nutritional security.
Vijay, ours is the only country in the world where livestock is very, very important, so much so that we refer to it as Pashudhan. And now under this decision, there is greater focus on animal health management, veterinary education, dairy technology, animal genetic resource management, and animal nutrition. How do you think that will help farmer for whom livestock is like a family member?
Yes, livestock is a very important area of our agriculture and allied sector. It is not just for food and nutritional security, but also playing a very greater role in income generation in rural area and income security, particularly for women farmers. And our overall milk production value is more than food grain value now. So when we talk about agriculture, we have to think about dairy sector, livestock sector, as well as the horticulture also. That is also very important. And under this umbrella of schemes launched, sustainable livestock health and production is part of that. The government provided more than 1700 crore for that. And animal health management as well as genetical improvement of the animal is very important. We can get more productivity in less number of animals from less number of animals. It is very important aspect, and for nutritional security, because in our country, major section of the society gets the protein and all these fats through the dairy products only. That is very important from health point of view.
So we have a primary agriculture where we talk about the farming per se and maybe forestry, maybe poultry. What about the allied sectors, as you just mentioned, like mining, maybe, I don't know if poultry can come under primary or secondary.
Then yes, village tourism. Poultry is one of the upcoming agriculture and allied activity in a big way. I think already we have touched the broiler market around 3 lakh crore. So poultry is playing very important role in the country. And modern technology is also being used in the for production of the poultry produce. So that is also important. Horticulture is also important. We need better quality plant material, and I think this scheme will allow the farmers to get the better quality plantation material of horticulture produce. And one of the important aspects, the strengthening of the Krishi Vigyan Kendra will be very important, because Krishi Vigyan Kendras are nearest scientific information providing center for the farmers to get their problem resolved at their local level. This is very important for them. And as you already mentioned about organic farming and natural resource management, you know, the sustainable agriculture is the word everybody is talking nationally and globally everywhere. And for that, we need to use our natural resource in a very, I think, judicious manner. We have to keep our natural resource healthy and intact for future generations. So that's why this natural resource management is very important.
Yes, you mentioned KVK or the Krishi Vigyan Kendra. There is a whole network of KVKs across the country today. The government plans to increase it, and they will be the first line of advice to the farmer at the grassroots level. Modernization of KVK is also on the anvil?
Yes. You know, KVK scheme is old, and government is focusing on agricultural education, the same thing is that because for extension purpose, and in my opinion, to strengthen our agricultural extension, we must focus more and more on Krishi Vigyan Kendra, and we must strengthen these KVKs so that farmers able to reach to these AVKs, and that's the right time, right information, and manage his or her crop in a better manner, or any, at a time when there is any problem, so he get resolved. Because each and every KVK, as a trained scientist and well-qualified agricultural scientist, are stationed there.
On the one hand, we talk about sustainable farming. We are also now talking about integrated farming these days. Do you think under this ambit, the secondary agricultural practices or allied practices, whatever one may call it, like honey production, beekeeping, fisheries, all this also comes under the ambit, Harveerji?
Yes, integrated farming, that is a model, and in many places farmers are basically showcasing this model successfully, where farmers are basically growing crops, doing animal husbandry, as well as doing poultry and fishing and beekeeping all together and making a reasonable income out of that. For a small farm holder, that is, a very important aspect if one goes for these kind of things. So at the same time, we should also understand that farming is a game of uncertainty depending on the weather, climate condition, and disease and pest attacks. For that insurance, like when we talk about this AgriStack and all, when all the data about a farmer will be available, farmer will get insurance scheme very timely without making many efforts, and he can get right time credit also because his information is available. I think it will ease his working basically. It will ease doing agriculture, these kind of schemes.
When we talk of genetic resource management, is it different from genetically modified stuff?
Actually, any life is genetics, you know, any crop or animal is also life. So genetically modified crops are different. Genetically modified crops are those crops where for developing a new variety, one has to bring a gene from outside. Outside means not from the family of that plant. That is genetically modified organism, basically to fight a particular disease or a pest or to improve the yield. Basically, genetic editing is also available. And editing can be done in the same plant, same family of the crop, without bringing any foreign genes there. But this genetic gene editing thing will basically reduce the timing of developing a new variety. And government has approved, I think, recent past, that genetic editing is allowed. And categorically, it is meant that this genetic editing is not the genetically modified thing. So one has to be clear about these things. And genetics improvement in any, basically, whether our milk animals or poultry or any livestock and crops also is important, because when we get better genes, it gives better yield. It basically makes particular crop or variety strengthen that to fight diseases. It is a very big thing in scientific development.
Right. And when we talk of food security and nutritional security, last year, 2023, at the insistence of our country, at the insistence of India, United Nations declared it as the International Year of Millets. Do you think that our focus on millets would continue because we talk of nutritional security would come from millets?
Yes, that production of crops or any food grain or any other crop is important for us for food security. We talk about nutritional security because, as you mentioned, that millets are very rich in nutrition. As well as scientists can develop the varieties of different crop where nutrition value is much more than the normal crop. And it is called naturally fortified crops. Like our scientists have increased the nutritional value of pearl millet, bajra. So it is being done by our scientists. And I think consuming a food which is nutritionally much better is also important to the food security. Nutrition security is also important.
Thank you, Harveerji, for joining us at Akashvani and throwing light on the latest decision made by the Cabinet on agricultural reforms. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Cabinet decisions for improving farmers' lives and livelihood. The participants were Harveer Singh, agriculture expert, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.